Well, it's really just continuing the good trends we saw towards the end of last year, isn't it, really? I mean, 370 is it's a hell of a good money, and just reflecting the strong market that are out there at present, I guess. And I imagine a bit of that has got to be the difficulty which people have accessing cattle at this time of year as well.
How tempting is it to try and get cattle out of boggy paddocks right now?
Well, I think if you've got access roads, I think it's probably tempting for a lot of people. There's plenty of us that it's an academic question because there is just no access. So that'll be that. You know, that's the great limitation. But yeah, I know there's a few people around the place that are going to a bit of effort to get cattle out to fill, you know, to meet the market, so to speak.
You don't need to name them, but do you know of people who have locked in cattle for that sort of around $3.70?
No, I had a mate whinging to me that he locked it in for a bit less than that a month or two ago. So,
yeah.
But there's plenty of stories around that 370 mark. So,
for your place, how long do you think you have to wait before you can truck cattle out?
Well, we've had up to 2 kilometres of water between us and Daly Waters. So it's back to about 1.4 kilometres, but it just depends. The monsoon will come back and top that back up again, I suspect. So, you know, we won't be planning on doing anything before Easter time, at least, I wouldn't have thought.
What's your thoughts on what the price might do this year in 2016? I know that's a tough question, but what are your thoughts?
Predictions always fraught with danger, really, but you know, the signals are good, but you never know what happens in this industry. But it's certainly, you know, I mean just the numbers of cattle that are around and the difficult conditions they've had over in the east, you know, cattle will be short, and demand does seem strong, so the prices should hold. You know, I mean, the other thing that, you know, we shouldn't lose focus on is, you know, the dollar's down, hovering around 70 cents again, you know, which really does help us. You know, there's a direct relationship between the prices we get paid, you know, that they can afford to pay for either live cattle or meat products, you know, and 70 cents is a lot better than $1.05 or $1.10 or whatever it was a couple of years ago. So, I mean, that's helping it. But, you know, historically, it's just catching up to a long-term trend, really. So, I mean, there is no reason why we shouldn't maintain these levels, at least, really, through the year.
Can it ever go back to the days of $1.80 a kilo and people getting excited because it reached $2 a kilo?
I think the days of being able to produce animals for that sort of money are well gone. I don't think it can. I mean, it's, you know, it'd be crash and disaster if it ever went back to those levels again. Now, I mean, the world's moved on from those sort of figures. Certainly I wouldn't be looking forward to it.
Moved on quite quickly, because really those prices were getting fetched probably 20, 24 months ago.
Yep, that's right. And, well, I mean, we were coming out of a hell of a dark hole where we couldn't sell cattle a few years ago. So,
yeah.
You know, but it's, you know, since that time, every time you booked in cattle, by the time it came there, it has been rising. And, I mean, the wizards have been telling us for years that there is going to be a real rise in the value of cattle, and we're seeing it now. So, and certainly the sorts of prices we're getting now is something that will allow the industry, you know, and the enterprises in it to get back on top of their debt and to start improving things and to start making money out of the industry. So it's just where we need to be, really. So, you know, we can hope and plan that it does keep going, or at least maintain these levels.
How do you think the new meatworks at Livingston near Darwin will cope with these high prices?
You should ask them, Matt.
Fair.
I mean, you know, if I had a meatworks, I certainly wouldn't be trying to compete with cattle that were going live at the moment, or for some of those things. But I mean, they've built their business model around attracting classes of cattle that haven't had a ready market up here. And I mean, they were towards the end of last year, the meatworks were, you know, competing with comparable product going south. So, I mean, it's a free market, and they're going to have to compete to go. And I mean, but there are cattle around that they can attract.
Well, for cattle producers like you, though, that's what it's all about. There's more markets, and there is competition. That's why the dollars are good. All those dollars going back into cattle producers' pockets, what does that mean for the Northern Territory?
Well, I mean, the reaction to having money to spend and invest, you know, well, first thing you do is you fully complement your staff. You know, you put more staff on that you put the staff on that you need rather than what you can afford. You start your capital infrastructure program again, and you pick up your R&M that you've been sort of holding back on for years. It's traditionally in North Australia, you know, the figures show that when there is a period of good returns in the industry, the cattle industry invests in, so, you know, puts into the property and puts into people and the community and the local economy. So that's what we're seeing, you know, and I guess that's what will happen.
Well, thanks for your time on the Country Hour today, Tom, and hope the wet season keeps treating you well.
Very good. Thank you.